Of a loin?
I don't know.
Right. Then the kind of meat, you've said this, that you buy sliced thin to eat with eggs?
Bacon.
And would you have a different name if it were not sliced? You just buy a...
You mean just buy the meat that was before it was sliced?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Would you still say bacon?
Oh, yeah, right. That's what you mean. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then the outside part that you have to cut off of the bacon, this I guess would be the unsliced kind. It's tough. You can't chew it.
I don't know.
Okay. Then...
My mother would know all these things.
Then the kind of meat that comes in little links on a chain.
Sausage.
And the man who sells meat in the grocery store.
The butcher.
And if meat has been kept too long, you would say it has...
Spoiled.
Suppose butter had been kept too long.
Rancid.
Okay. And suppose milk had been kept until it was sour. Often this was done deliberately, or I guess still is. You'd say it's what?
I might say it's turned, it's soured, spoiled.
But it's not really spoiled because people want it to happen. They want to use it in cooking. It's what kind
soured.
Of...
Soured.
You know the term clabber?
Yeah, but I wouldn't say that. I would not have said that.
Would you know that?
Yeah. Meaning, yeah, that's right. It's gone sour.
Okay. And do you know what you make with the meat from the head of a hog?
I just know the Germans do it a lot, but I don't know what it is.
Head cheese? Souse?
Sorry.
Okay. Do you know a dish prepared by cooking and grinding up hog liver?
No.
How about hog blood?
No.
Are you familiar with taking the juice of the meat from the hog's head and stirring it up with cornmeal and cooking it and then later slicing it and frying it?
No, thank you.
Ever hear of scrapple?
No.
Okay. If you had this clabbered milk, which had gone sour, what kind of cheese might you make from it?
I don't know. Clabbered cheese?
Yeah, there is that, but you've not really heard of that. How about you know the type of cheese because you can buy it in the grocery store all the time. It's the lumpy stuff that people eat when they're on diets.
Cottage cheese?
Yeah, that's made from clabber. Did you know that?
Okay.
And what's the first thing you would do to milk after milking to get the impurities out?
Pasteurize.
Well, this is on a farm if you didn't have equipment. You might pour it through a cloth to get the hairs out.
I don't know. Filter?
Well, you do the same thing to vegetables. You pour water over them. You'd say you were...
Well, you'd say I was washing them. Sorry.
Okay. I need the word.
What word do you need?
I don't want to have to resort to spelling it. If you had done some very heavy work and you'd hurt your back, you'd say I have...
Strained.
Mm-hmm. Would you use that...
To strain the milk?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't done a lot of milking. I mean,
Okay. Then something that's made in a deep dish, maybe with apples and then several layers of dough. And
cobbler.
Yes. Do you have any other terms for that? Like deep dish pie?
No.
Family pie?
No.
Okay. If somebody has a good appetite, you say he sure likes to put away his...
Cookies.
All right. What is a more general term for all the things you eat?
Food.
Yes. And what is a sweet liquid that you might pour over pie or cake?
Syrup? No. Pie or cake? I don't know.
You might have...
Topping.
All right, and you might say I had chocolate...
Sauce?
Yeah. Would you ever refer to that as gravy?
No.
What's the difference?
Gravy is meat stock.
Okay. Food taken between regular meals is a...
Snack.
Okay. You might say I had blank breakfast at 7 o'clock this morning.
I eat breakfast at 7 o'clock.
And yesterday I had already...
Eaten.
And tomorrow I will...
Eat.
Okay. We had already mentioned coffee. Are there different ways for making coffee?
Sure. Perk.
Mm-hmm.
Drip.
Mm-hmm.
Instant.
Mm-hmm.
That's it, isn't it?
If the coffee were not ready, you would say, I'm going to go and...
Brew.
Okay. Would you ever say boil?